This is Jack Bauer, and you're listening to the Who's Your Daddy Godcast.
This is the award-winning podcast from a History with God Ministries Godcast Network featuring Frank and Christina Sasso. Visit us online at ahistorywithgod.org for articles, links, prophetic words, prayer requests, and other awesome resources. While you're there, consider becoming a partner with us by clicking on the partnership section. Be a part of something big. Make an eternal difference today as you, together with us, bring the message of faith to the world. Together, we can do far more than any of us could ever do alone. And lastly, get on our mailing list to receive your free daily devotion right in your email every morning. They are sure to comfort, inspire, teach, and even challenge you in your walk with the Lord. This ministry is a nonprofit 501c3 corporation, and your giving is tax deductible. And now, let's join the host of this Godcast, Frank Sasso. We now join part two of today's Godcast, already in progress.
Speaking about a free one.
Yeah.
I have a little wrench I'd like to throw in myself.
Oh, boys.
So I have the manuscript here, God Loves You and Gave You Power, available on Amazon.com.
I hope everyone knows I'm already 3 for 3 on this.
No, you're not.
It didn't come up. Oh, yeah, I am.
You got 1 out of 3 wrong.
I'm 3 for 3.
Yeah, okay. Is this manuscript or bull?
Manuscript or bull!
I never intended the church to put together what I designed. My intention from the beginning was to put you in control. Come up with your own designs.
Say that again.
I never intended the church to put together what I designed. My intention from the beginning was to put you in control. Come up with your own designs. Manuscript?
It sounds right, but I'm going to say it's bull.
Wow, that is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
You are right! Yes! That is not in the manuscript. God loves you and gave you power. Available on Amazon.com.
So now 4 for 4. Thank you.
You're 3 for 4. 3 for 4. But that was a little tricky. You weren't really sure yet on that, right?
It sounded right, but
I
know my manuscript, baby!
Well, you named it.
Okay, well, you named it. I love that. That never gets old. Back to the terms, the phrases. Ready? Ready for a phrase?
Phrases and terms.
Frog in the throat. Ooh, he really perked up on that one. His face changed totally.
I think that's Bible. I think that's in the Old Testament. I think that is Bible.
Is that your final answer?
I'm thinking. It's very quiet, I think.
He's thinking.
Talking to myself.
See, you should talk to yourself. This could take a while.
Ecclesiastes? No, I'm not sure about Ecclesiastes.
This can take a while, he's thinking.
Yeah, you know, when in doubt, go Job, you know, but I'm trying to think. When in doubt, X equals Job.
All right, I'm going to answer in the form of a question. My final answer, what is Bible?
That's your final. You said final, right?
That's bull!
Oh, no!
I hate that buzzer! I don't believe it. That sounds like Bible.
It did sound like Bible.
Darn it.
That's why I picked it.
What's that from?
It's
if you say Shakespeare, I'm going to smack
just
you.
Just a term from the 1800s for a sore throat.
Come on.
You got to love Bible or bull.
Technically, that's Bible.
It's not in the Bible.
Because it was around the 1800s. The Bible's around the 1800s. So there you go.
Wow.
That's my justification.
The term grasping at straws, that's Bible or both? Because you're grasping at straws.
Is that what I'm doing now?
You're grasping at straws.
Oh, grasping at straws.
I don't know. I don't know that one. It's incredible how many phrases we use all the time that you don't think about.
So I'm only looking on Google right now because it's not part
of the
game right now.
Kick the bucket, spill the beans.
Right, don't cry over spilled milk. Grasping at straws, is that Bible or is that bull? Grasping at straws is in Isaiah 47:14, so that's Bible.
That's interesting.
Isaiah 47:14, grasping at straws, right out of the Bible. You'd be grasping at straws that are already in the fire, a fire that is even now raging.
How much do people learn from this?
Because we just learned something just now. We didn't even know that.
I didn't know that. How much do people learn from this Godcast?
And I would have said Bible too.
This
on
is
that,
actually
so you know.
This is like a public service here.
It is. Which means there are no commercials. Go ahead.
So you got that one wrong.
Except for if you want, you can pick up a copy of God Loves You and Gave You Power.
Available on Amazon.com.
And now, God Loves You and Gave You Favor.
Available on Amazon.com.
Okay, go.
Interject a little commercial here.
A plug.
A little plug. This is the real deal. You get the whole thing here. Another easy one. You ready?
Come on.
This is so easy. But some people might not know it.
See, I don't like when you say that more than once. It's so easy. Go ahead now.
Jesus acted on his own will.
Well, Jesus was a man. So, as far as his will... No, not my will, but yours will be... Okay, so, obviously, that statement, there's nothing in the Bible to back that up as fact or truth. So, therefore, it is, final answer, bull. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over.
Hallelujah.
Jesus only did what he heard the Father say.
That's right.
And that's the model for us. That's why we screw up. We do what we think we ought to do.
And it's in the, and it's in the Lord's Prayer. Not my will, but yours be done.
Yeah. John 8:28. I do nothing by my own initiative. And he led like a perfect life.
Absolutely.
There's the model.
Which means you can go at least 33 years without sin, because he did it.
Incredible, right?
And he did it as
incredible.
A man. Well, you can do more than 33 years because you'll do greater things.
I was thinking about that yesterday. He did it all as a man. Yeah, he was the Son of God, but he did it as a man. Sin-free life as a man. Incredible, right?
Amen.
It's incredible.
And people are, well, that was Jesus. All right, well, then explain how Peter walked on water. Peter, this 200-something pound, big crybaby fisherman.
Ugh.
Walking on water, shadows healing people. How do you explain
that? Is
that
in the Bible that he was 200-some pounds?
I don't know. I just... I'm guessing.
I thought so. I was...
Really? Is that in the Bible?
I'm thinking,
his weight.
200 pounds.
Yeah, he was a
weight. I don't remember his weight being referenced. Peter's weight.
Well, he's a fisherman. He's probably very strong. Muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like 2-something.
Yeah. It's in First Condominiums.
Kind of a burly guy. First Condominiums 214. In First Condominiums 214. That's a...
Open your Bible to...
First Condominiums.
Second Thessalonians.
Oh, yeah, Thessalonians, I like that.
All right. Ready for the next one?
Come on.
You're doing okay here.
Thank you.
Not too bad.
I got two wrong.
What am I up to? But it's all right.
How many points am I to?
You're up to...
186?
187, actually.
187, okay. All right. One off.
Yeah.
I was doing the math. All right, I'm at 187.
You know, it's early. It's early to be adding.
I like to add as I go.
Ready?
187. Okay, go.
Prosperity is a byproduct of salvation.
Some may disagree, but I say if you dig a little bit, you can definitely find evidence of that. So I'm going to say, yeah, prosperity is part of the salvation package. It's not its own message. So gospel meaning good news, meaning if you're broke, that's not good. So prosperity would be a good part of the news. So yeah, that is definitely can be backed up by the Bible, which makes my answer, therefore, final answer, by the way, Bible.
It is Bible.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I was getting nervous.
I'll be for you and me.
I thought you were going to throw a wrench in the works there. By the way, is that Bible or bull? Throw a wrench in the works. Just getting around here, folks.
Wait, hang on. No. This is a public moment. We're all going to learn right now something together.
But Deuteronomy 8:18 says
believe.
Wealth is a sign of the covenant.
Oh, so then that can be backed up with the Bible.
Totally.
Okay.
It's all over it. It's in the word salvation.
My phone froze up. I can't look that up now. My phone froze. I'm going to restart it.
Salvation, swoozo, it's prosperity, healing, deliverance, and soundness. I think the last Bible or bull. The last one or the first one?
I think
salvation's for later or for now.
And, that was in the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got it wrong, and I immediately regretted
that. Don't tell him. Make him go back and look it up.
I immediately regretted that.
Yeah, but it's a comes with. Know your benefits. It comes with.
Yeah, and salvation also translates to the word soteria, which means...
Soteria. Suzo.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of the same word.
Completeness, wholeness.
Prosperity.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
I like PhDs. Prosperity, healing, deliverance, and soundness. You got your PhDs. I'm a PhD.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, got salvation. All right, next question. You ready?
Yes.
All believers...
All old?
All.
All believers. Right.
Old believers.
It only goes for old believers.
Old believers are ready to go anytime now.
Well,
Bible or bull?
It depends on what they think.
I'd say that's Bible.
That is Bible.
Yeah, Psalm 91.
Promises. Is that our final answer? Let's see if we're right.
Promises you long life.
Wait, is that our final answer? That is Bible?
That's our final answer.
Okay, let's see if we're right. doing the score on that one.
That was a free one.
We were both right on that.
That was 250
See,
points.
Who says you can't play as you? As you? When it goes, Yvette, the manager of the books. Chris and I know her. Yvette.
Do you?
Anyway, okay.
Yo, so. Yvette.
Hey, yo, Yvette.
Hey, yo.
Hey, Stallone just came.
God, this guy left. It's like this giant parking lot. Guy pulls up like 2 feet away from us.
Yeah, he pulls up in the very next spot.
It's like, really? Did you see him look up?
One time he was yelling, yeah.
Bye-bye. And he was like,
I'm sorry, were we bothering you?
He's like, well.
Yeah, this whole
giant parking lot.
Hundreds and hundreds of spots.
I mean, come on.
He parks right next to us.
Yeah.
He's looking at us like we're weird.
That's Andrew Womack. You think I'm weird, I think you're weird. I love that.
What a comeback.
All right, next question.
Go, Andrew.
All believers, I think I started this part before we got sidetracked.
Old.
Very unusual. Old all. All believers are saints.
That statement is straight out of the final answer, Bible.
Are you sure?
Final answer, Bible.
You're 100% positive.
Final answer, Bible.
That is true.
Yay! When the saints go marching in.
We are all
saints. Oh, I'm going to be in that number.
And if anyone wants to look it up, you can look at Acts 9:13.
Acts 9:32.
Or Acts 26:10. Yeah, we're all saints. It's not like there's particular saints. I think in the Catholic Church, they have saints. You know, you have to do X, Y, Z to become a saint. You're not a saint.
You got to do,
three miracles. You're canonized. Yeah, three miracles, stand on your head, walk on water.
That's like that song, When the Saints Go Marching In. You know that song?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I want go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, over here. Oh, over there. Saints go marching in. Oh, yeah. Oh, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the saints go marching in.
Well, we always do a musical number, so I guess that was our
song always number. Seems to get out.
Just kind of pops out.
Out.
That one will get you going. Be thinking about.
I love the horns.
Be thinking about that all day. All right, we're back to
phrases. A lot of stuff happens in this car here.
A lot of stuff does happen.
All right, we're back. Are Captain Britton, you all right with us? You okay?
Are you ready for another phrase, sir?
Are you ready? We're ready.
And I mentioned it a few minutes ago.
Phrases and terms.
The term drop in the bucket. Bible or bull?
I believe that is in the Bible, and that is my final answer.
Where do you think it might be?
Drop in the bucket is Old Testament. It's in the first half of the book.
Old Testament, so just one of those
Old
books
Testament.
Somewhere.
It's anywhere between Isaiah and Malachi.
With a little Joel thrown in. You actually had it. It's Bible!
Yes!
Isaiah 40:15.
I said, went from Isaiah to whatever.
You did after I prodded you. Yeah.
That is
Behold,
funny.
The nations are a drop in the
in
bucket.
In the bucket, baby. Gotta love that Isaiah. He told it like it was.
Isaah didn't mess around.
No, he didn't.
No,
he did not mess around.
He got to the point.
Him and Elijah. I love them.
It's like
both of them. Yeah. They're my two favorites.
Huh. They're awesome. Awesome
my two
prophets.
Favorites. See, unlike God, I have favorites.
My favorite. Next question.
Oh, let's go.
This is another easy one.
Ready? I'm on fire.
These
now.
Are all pretty easy today.
I'm on fire, man.
The devil is a roaring lion.
Good question. Unfortunately, it's final answer. Boom!
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, it was quick. Because he's.
Are you sure that's your final
yeah,
answer?
Yeah, come on.
You don't want to embarrass yourself. Because you really, like,
he's not a roaring lion. Yeah, I leap like a lion because I am a lion. He walks around as one.
Ooh, lion.
Okay.
Lion of the tribe of Judah.
That's right. Well, I'm not the lion of the tribe. No, I'm not the lion not. Of the tribe. He's the lion. I'm a lion. Okay?
But that is what I was looking for. That's bull.
Yes!
Thank bull. You. He's not a roaring lion.
No, he's not.
That's like the Hollywood thing. The devil comes and he kicks everyone's butt, and everyone's got to be afraid of him. And
you know, nah, he's a punk.
I mean, when you look
shut
at
up.
Him, when you see him, you'll be like, "This is who trod upon the nations." I mean, this is him. This is the
this
guy.
This is the worm that's been deceiving nations.
This little worm. When you look upon him, apparently, from what I've heard, this is through Kenneth Hagin, through Keith Moore. Demons are actually like small, and they're little like monkey,
like little imps,
creatures.
Like flying monkeys from the Wizard of Oz, only small.
Yeah, like imps. Yeah, nothing to be feared. You say Jesus, they explode.
They're like, bah! Boom.
Yeah, they take off. They're like gone.
Here's what it sounds like when a demon hears Jesus. Like that? Like a little explosion.
What did we do before sound effects?
It's amazing we had a recording of that.
I put the axe to that.
Bong!
Oh my gosh. Oh my god, please. I can't take it. I can't take it.
That was great for the last one.
I can't take right that. In.
What was that with the axe?
Bong. What? Really?
It's like bong.
All right. Let's go.
Really giving him the axe.
Too right. funny.
Ready?
Yes, go.
Next question. All Christians can heal.
All Christians can heal?
All Christians, let me put it another way. All Christians have what's in them, because they're a Christian, to heal.
Okay, if you're a Christian, that means you're a Jesus Christ follower. Jesus Christ said, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. So, yeah, there's definitely evidence in the Bible to support that statement. So my final answer is Bible! So,
I would say that is Bible!
Yes!
Absolutely, Bible.
Okay,
now,
wow, I just shook the brains loose.
Now, there might be specific anointings for certain healings. Like, some people are anointed to, you know, heal the deaf.
What?
That was cheesy. All right.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You get so, what you get. So there might be a specific anointing. We can all heal.
We absolutely can all heal.
We all have that in us.
We could all bring that healing into a physical manifestation.
Now, I think some of that, too, it depends on the receiver, if they're willing to receive it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because even Jesus couldn't heal everybody.
Where there was doubt.
Right. He healed a few sick folk, but that was about it.
That's right.
And that's Bible, by the way.
That is Bible. It's Bible. Bible! All right. Beautiful. We're rolling.
We're rolling. We're getting through. We're rolling deep.
I love that. We roll deep. All right. You're going to love this question. This is like right up your alley. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Wait, let's check in with Captain Britain. Captain Britain, how you doing?
If you hadn't already realized, I'm British.
All right. Okay. Go ahead. He's doing good.
When you sin, you are no longer righteous. This is right up your alley. This is up Frank Sasso alley.
When you say
alley.
You mean me, Frank? Or do you mean you a believer? Or do you mean you anybody?
I mean you a believer.
You a believer? Okay, ask the question again.
When you sin as a believer, you are no longer righteous.
My dear friend, Keith. I have an answer to your question.
Ooh.
I have an answer to your question. And it's my final answer, by the way.
Do you think that was like a layup? That was a gimme?
The answer I have for you, and I have it wrapped in this fine package. Yes. It's bull!
It is bull! That's totally bull.
That is bull-oni.
Yeah, just look at Romans 8:1. There's no condemnation.
Amen.
You're still righteous. You just sinned. You repent. You move on. Get over yourself.
I mean, come on.
We don't have to like hang in this stuff. We don't have to dwell in this stuff. Besides which, and we've mentioned this before, I mean, Christians aren't sinners the way that unbelievers are sinners.
Right, exactly.
It's a totally different thing.
It's totally true.
Yeah, that's the old thing. Our church is just a room full of sinners.
I'm just an old sinner saved by grace.
That's how they talk.
Right. Well, because they're old.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you were a sinner. You're not anymore.
Right.
And you are saved by grace.
That's like an attorney saying, I'm just a law student who passed the bar. No, you're not a law student then. Now you're a lawyer.
Yeah. We're not sinners. I mean, if we're sinners, you know, forget it.
Hey, quick commercial break. Our friend Kennedy Ogetto just texted me and said, by the way, I love the favor confession in the book God Loves You and Gave You Favor. It's my new thing every morning. And I said, awesome. Actually recording Bible of Bull with Keith right now, LOL. And he said, sorry, I'm done, LOL. And I said, LOL, I'm done, quote unquote.
Ah, well, that's a great book. You know, I'm partial to the manuscript.
Time.
We'll get to manuscript or bull, and then we'll go on to favor or bull.
Okay.
You know?
Sweet.
Yeah.
Favor or bull, as opposed to manuscript 2 or bull.
Here you go.
Because it's still called manuscript.
Well, I named it.
That's right.
You didn't.
Next.
All right. Phrase.
Oh, it's a phrase?
It's a phrase.
All right.
Phrases and terms.
The term fall from grace. Bible or bull?
Fall from grace. I actually don't think that's in the Bible. I mean, there are people who fell from grace, and there's evidence to show that. But that term, if we're going with phrase, that means is that phrase in the Bible? I would say that phrase is not in the Bible. Final answer.
That's your final answer?
Yeah.
It's not in the Bible?
You ask me to tell me.
You're saying it's bull?
I'm saying that that's bull, meaning that that phrase specifically...
That's your final answer.
...is not in the Bible. Final answer.
Incorrect! That is Bible!
No!
That is Bible!
Can I tell you how much that physically hurts me when I hear that buzzer?
He's flagellating himself. He's in sackcloth and ashes.
Mea culpa, mea culpa.
He just ripped his shirt.
Mea culpa, mea culpa.
That's a good one.
What?
I like that one.
You like that?
It's good. You learn from that.
I didn't think that phrase.
It's Galatians 5:4.
Really?
Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, you have fallen from grace.
Wait a minute. What translation is that?
I'm not sure.
Ah.
You've fallen from grace.
Because I think with phrases, we better pick a translation. Because the message could say the same thing, but a different way, and therefore it's not in the Bible, but it says the same thing.
I think you're grasping
I mean, for phrase. Listen, Isaiah 47:12. All I'm saying is...
You're grasping at straws.
I'm saying for phrases, when it comes to phrases. You know, the phrase section, where you hear that guy saying phrases?
Yeah.
And terms.
The phrase section. And we're in the phrase section. Let's just take a look-see.
Galatians. Have a look-see.
Have a look-see.
We are now Googleizing
Galatians
the
5,
electrified 4. Bible.
So this is the New King James.
And then what does it say in the
message?
You
have become estranged from Christ. You who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace.
Okay, what does it say in the message version? MSG.
Oh, now we got to go through every version.
No, I want to do those two. King James and message.
Message. Now I got to look up the message.
MSG.
I don't have it. I don't have it on the tips of my toes here. Tips of my fingertips.
Toes or fingertips?
5:4. Let's see. It's not going to say the same thing. The message never says it the
That's
same
why way. I'm saying with phrases and terms, we have to pick a version. Because who's... you know what I mean?
Hey, it's in there. I just read it for you.
Yeah, you're not hearing me. You're listening, but you're not
hearing me. Oh, check it out.
What?
When you attempt to live by your own religious plans and projects, you are cut off from Christ. You fall out of grace.
Oh, so now you're a fan of picking a version. Look.
I didn't say anything.
No, but you now you're, to look now up you're the like, message. Oh, look at this. It's the same thing.
Oh, man. This right, guy.
How many points am I up to?
This guy.
I was at 187. What am I at now?
I think you're at like 210.
210?
Yeah.
I want to use my...
Lifeline?
No, I want to use my 300 points that I have in the bank from the last game. I want to apply it now.
You want to pull in your points?
I want to pull them on now. 310. I'm at 310 then, instead of 210.
That's like, you know, you have a heavenly bank account. You can withdraw from that.
Take out 100 right now. Apply it to this game. 310. I'm at 310 instead of 210. Oh, what did you say? 212? Right. What did you just say, actually?
See, we can all learn from this, can't we? I said 210.
I'm at 310. Okay, go. And we all learning. Right. Absolutely.
We are learning. All right. Next question.
Oh, this coffee's ice cold now.
Jesus, as Son of God, well, why didn't you tell him to make it hot? Jesus, as Son of God, did works that we cannot do.
Come on. Now you're just insulting my intelligence.
Hey, somebody needs to know this.
All right. That is totally, unequivocally wrong.
Ooh, totally.
And not only that.
Totally and unequivocally.
But I have a final answer that will...
rock my world?
...act as an appendage to the statement of it being unbelievably incorrect. And that statement is this. One word. Bull!
Bull!
Hey! Yes!
And you know why? The appendage... we'll do greater works than Jesus, right?
Yes. He said that.
He said that.
Right.
We don't have to say
you do greater works than even I.
He said it.
Right.
And so then the argument comes up, well, do you mean actual greater specific things or greater
or
in terms
in
of
greater
number?
Greater number, right.
Hey, greater. Greater's greater.
Greater is greater.
It's
don't
greater.
Worry about it.
It's greater. Get over yourself.
Man. Stop asking so many questions.
hermeneutical, philosophical.
And I don't mean... here's the thing. You can ask questions, that's fine. But when you ask it with a questioning spirit, now right. we got a problem.
That's right.
It's a whole attitude thing.
Hey, did God ever make a rock so big he couldn't pick it up?
Yes, it's called the Word, okay? Yes.
Whoa, he was ready for that one.
That's right.
Woo!
I'm ready for that, because now I have an answer. Up.
I'm seeing the mad prophet eyes now. Mad prophet.
Can he make a rock he can't move? Yeah, it's called the Word, okay?
He can't move it. They always talk like that, too. Did he make a rock he can't move?
Yeah.
What?
Sounds kind of like
Patrick from SpongeBob. Did he make a rock? You couldn't move?
Yeah, it's called the Word, Patrick.
Like that?
I like that. That was good.
All right. The Word is the rock. He can't move it. If he did, he'd cease being God. Next question.
Well, he can't go against his own word.
He can't. That's why he can't move it. So he can't, he already did. He created a rock. It's called the Word. He can't move it.
He can't violate what he's laid down.
Exactly right. So anybody ever ask you that question? Now you have an answer. You finally have an answer for that.
All right,
question.
Ready?
Yes.
Only a few more. We're coming in for a landing here.
He's waving us in. Okay, go ahead.
There he is. Yep.
I'm liking that. I'm not flying
over
this
here.
Plane.
All right. To be a born-again Christian, constant repentance is necessary. So you live a life of repentance. You basically repent a lot when you're a born-again Christian.
Constant repentance is not necessary to maintain your born-again Christian status. That is bull.
That's bull!
Woo! Yes!
Bull hockey! Woo! And so we go to one of my favorite verses, which always got me in trouble, even with you guys. Hebrews 10:2. For then would they not have ceased to be offered the sacrifices, for the worshippers, once purified, would have had no more consciousness of sins. But in the sacrificial system, there was a reminder of sins every year. So we shouldn't be, another way of saying it is sin conscious. Oh, I screwed up. I need to.
That would be totally bull.
Yeah.
No, that's where people, they think repentance, it has to do with sin.
Yeah.
And it does at times, and a lot of times it doesn't.
That was a bit of a turning point for me. No, nobody would answer that. So I was like,
How did that get you in trouble with us?
Nobody wanted to deal with that.
How did that get you in trouble?
Remember the go-round on that?
I do remember that, and that actually was my turning point when you said that night. When you said, I don't even need to repent. And then Teresa looked at you very slowly.
Yeah, like I was cocky, like I don't need to repent.
Because in God's eyes, you don't.
Yeah.
The only reason we repent is for our own benefit.
Is that like 5 years ago?
It was something like that. Yeah, about 5 years ago.
Yeah, it was a while back.
Yeah, so I remember
maybe
that.
Maybe six.
And I didn't agree at first. And then I'm like, wait a minute, no, he's got a point.
I got in trouble with everybody with that. And everyone's like, whoa.
No, yeah. I say that a lot now, actually. I mean, meaning, the way I word it is, God doesn't even need me to repent. Because he doesn't need me to repent. God doesn't need me to repent.
Yeah. Repentance just means, look, I missed the mark. I missed your perfect will, and I turn from that.
Right.
I'm back on track.
As Christina always says, repentance means to turn around. A 180-degree turn. Completely in the opposite direction.
You missed the mark. You sinned. Sin!
It's like when you make a U-turn, you're repenting.
Right.
That's what you're doing. I gotta make a repent turn here.
All right. Moving on. That was a good one, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, every work that Jesus did is in the Bible. This is another easy one.
There was no evidence to support that. As a matter of fact, the Bible even says all the miracles that Jesus did do cannot even fit in this book, or you're going to have books that can fill the Grand Canyon. You still wouldn't have enough paper or documentation to document the miracles Jesus did.
John.
So that statement is a final answer. Bull! You're correct!
John 21:25. The world itself would not have a place for all the books written.
Right.
So, yeah, Jesus did a lot of things.
Which means we'll do greater works.
And we'll do greater.
Than he did, meaning the ones documented and undocumented.
We'll fill up undocumented. Thousands of Grand Canyons. So that was bull. All right. Another phrase. You ready for a phrase? Phrase!
Phrases and terms. Come on.
Phrases and terms.
How the mighty have fallen. Bible or bull?
That is Bible, final answer.
Is that Bible, final answer?
That's Bible, final answer.
So that's your final answer?
Yes, it is. Correct!
Yes!
I knew that.
1 Samuel 1:19.
That's it. First Samuel.
The beauty of Israel is slain upon thy high places. How are the mighty fallen?
Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
How the mighty have fallen.
I bet you a lot of people didn't know that, because that sounds like a worldly phrase.
So that was our sixth and last phrase, and now we are coming to our 16th question.
Oh, out of how many?
We're touching down.
Out of how many?
Well, we had 16 questions and 6 phrases, so we're on our 16th question.
So this is the last one?
This is the last one.
You know what that means. Here it comes.
Final question.
How cool is that? That's epic.
All right.
All right. Go ahead. Here we go.
Here we go.
Wait, I mean, how many points am I at? I'm past 310 because I used 100 from last time.
Yeah, you borrowed some. I think you're at 332.
332. I'm just writing this down. 332.
Talk about making it up as you go.
Okay, 332. Go.
The term making it up as you go. Bible or bull?
That's bull.
Yes. Ready?
I don't even think that's really a term. Anyway. Just something.
No, it is a term.
Making it up as you go?
Yeah, people say it all the time. You're making it up as you go.
That makes it a term?
Yeah, it's a phrase.
What constitutes a term?
It's something that people say regularly.
There should be some statute of limitations on that before you can say, oh, that's a term.
Statue.
As opposed to a phrase. A statue of limitations.
This is something that people
say. It's not a sculpture of limitations. It's a statute.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for, very enlightening.
Yes, I am. I'm here to help.
I can see that. He's here to help.
I'm here to help.
He's helping. Mormon.
Everything is here to help us and sanctify.
You know you're going to get people looking up like Ethel Merman. Like, who did I say? And they're like, oh, that guy's like 150 years old. It was like Milton Berle. I said Milton Berle. Ethel Merman's from the same group.
Yeah, right.
So
I think they dated. Who knows? I don't know. This might be a term.
All right, question 16, our last question. The word Trinity is a Bible word.
The word Trinity is actually not a Bible word. But there is evidence that there is a Trinity in the Bible. So to just answer that question real quick, the word Trinity is a Bible word. That is bull. Final answer.
That's your final answer? Yes. The last question of the day?
Yes, final answer.
You're bull. Risking it all on this question?
I'm risking it. I'm betting my whole entire 332 points.
You're totally comfortable?
Totally comfortable. That is not in the Bible.
This is the daily double question. Are you ready?
I can double to 332.
Or you can go to zero.
Come on, 664. All right, bull, final answer.
You're so close. You're so close. So close to those points. You almost had them. Almost. But the thing is, it's bull! Yes! So you have it!
Oh! Oh!
4th of July!
Oh my gosh!
New Year's Eve!
Oh! You almost had me fooled.
Oh, my heart's beating like a rabbit.
You were sweating it out. Oh. You were sweating it out, weren't you?
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Oh.
Hey, my coffee's still hot.
My heart was beating like a rabbit when you said I almost had them. 664 points. Wow. Yes.
So when the Saints
marching in, when the Saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be an ever, when the Saints go marching in.
And the horns kick in again. I love it. And they were fast.
You just can't get any more random.
Oh, man.
You cannot get any more random. You just can't do it.
That's not random. We're talking about the Saints.
I defy you. Yeah, that's...
Man, I am slinging. I'm sweating.
I'll tell you, you never know what you're going to get here, do you?
I really don't. And I wasn't even prepared to do this today. I was prepared to moderate, facilitate, host.
Yes. Well, next
Gee
time.
Whiz.
Next time we'll do that.
Well, I'm going to get you with that manuscript.
I've already...
Oh, that was
fun. You know, I already got all the questions you asked me today, so I'm totally ready for
what am I going to do with all these points now?
Manuscript or bull.
What can I do with all these points?
You can roll them over to the next one.
Can I roll them over half into Bible of Bull 4?
You want to do half cash, half points?
Yeah, can I do half cash, half points?
You can do that. We'll work that out for you.
All right, so I want to take 10% of my points, tie that, and then I'm going to... So $6.40 I'm tithing. I'm tithing on the whole thing as if it's cash. And then I'm going to just split cash and points.
Yeah, you can do that.
I can do that? All right, sweet.
cool. Thank you. If you can get that done for me, I appreciate it.
You going to do any sewing off of that?
Right. Now I'm going to do some offering. Absolutely. I'm going to offer you some of my points for manuscript or bull.
Right.
See, I'm going to offer you 15 points.
Because tithing and sowing are a little different, right?
Tithing and offering. Tithes. It says bring the tithes and offerings, not the tithes or offerings.
Maybe we'll go into that one next time.
Two different things. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good
one.
We
just threw a podcast here, a preview. You better start looking up the tithes and offerings in the Bible.
Or bull just on
Bible.
The Bible says about money
Bibley.
And prosperity.
Yeah. Well, we had a little prosperity one today about is that in part of salvation, which it is.
See, that's the thing. This Bible or bull could go on for all. Could go on forever.
We go on forever. I think we're going to be playing this in heaven. Only Jesus is going to be asking the questions.
The Bible is massive.
The Bible is massive. I could see having a picnic with Paul. Let's just say like me, you, and him.
Him
like,
doing card tricks.
We have a picnic. He does his card tricks as the promo. And then he does Bible or Bull with us where he asks the questions and we podcast it in heaven. And then we always break for him to do a card trick.
You're going to love Paul.
Oh,
his card
I can't
tricks
wait.
Are magnificent.
I can't wait to see Paul. I can't wait to meet a lot of people, a lot of the saints who have marched in.
Oh, it's going to be really interesting. Adam. Meeting Adam.
You think he still feels bad? You think he's in heaven?
I think he's in heaven. I don't think there's any feeling bad in heaven.
You don't think he's walking around saying, oh, woe is me. Look what I did to mankind.
I think, but I do, no. That's Hebrews 10:2 again.
You think he's walking around in heaven, repenting every day?
In heaven, where your sin nature is gone.
That's right. There's no, it doesn't exist.
But I think there is going to be such an enlightening to us that we're going to be like, oh, man, I could have worshipped so much better. I could have done this so much better. I could have. Because...
Yeah, but it's not going to be that guilt thing because he wipes away every tear.
It's not going to be the guilt thing. It's just going to be like a realization.
Like, wow, I could have done
that. Like, people are like, really? You mean I could have been rich? I could have been healed? I could have been this?
I could have translocated?
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. There'll be like that wow, that awe moment where it's not awe. It's more like,
awe. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Like looking around like, wow.
Wow. Like Bill. Wow, Jesus. Wow. If anybody know Bill, you know what
this
I'm talking about.
This is unbelievable. No,
it's totally believable. All right, podcastia, that was it.
First thing he did probably was get up there and like, all right, I like to listen to CDs. All right, Heaven, get over here. All right. We don't have
Heaven. Hey, Heaven.
Hey, Heaven. Get over here. Everyone pitch
best friends
everyone
in
pitch
heaven.
In a buck and we can buy this incredible sound system.
A buck in heaven. Hey, Heaven, come here.
Let me take some of Frank's points here.
Yeah.
And we'll buy this. We can play the CDs.
Why don't you just say the song and start playing?
Sorry, we're getting into local knowledge here.
Okay, podcast here. That was it for Bible the Bull part today. Until next time, remember this. We love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Yeah.
Stay blessed.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast from the History with God Ministries. This teaching is a powerful ministry tool that you can use to experience the power of God in your life. Thank you again for listening and for helping us reach the world with the love of Jesus. A History with God Ministries. Seeing, hearing, remembering. Until next time, remember, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. Stay blessed.
When the saints marching in, when the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be an ever. When the saints go marching in, and the horns kicking again, I love it.